Sunshine Coast Surf Lifesaving Clubs will join others from around the state this weekend to celebrate the life of Charlize Zamuda, who died after being mauled by a shark at Bribie Island's Wurrum Beach. Surf Lifesaving Queensland members will be wearing black armbands, and there'll also be a moment's silence to honour her memory. Attractions on the coast, along with our shops, cafes and restaurants, are hoping for favourable weather conditions over the next 7 weeks, with the region set to welcome 5 cruise ships. The first cruise ship of the season, the Viking Sky, will be dropping anchor off Mooloolaba tomorrow morning, and weather permitting, its 930 passengers will disembark to spend the day exploring our region. Each cruise ship visit to the coast is said to be worth around $1 million to our economy. That 2-metre crocodile continues to evade the Environment Department. It's been spotted a number of times this week in waters off Rainbow Beach. Any campers heading up to Inskip Point this weekend are being told to consider their safety when swimming, as the department remains hopeful the crocodile may return north once weather conditions improve. And Sunshine Coast Biosphere has named 4 organisations to become new partners. The collaboration with the University of the Sunshine Coast, Food and Agribusiness Network, Sunshine Coast Manufacturing Excellence Forum and Visit Sunshine Coast will support sustainable industries and help create new opportunities for growth.